By the way,
all kidding aside, this is an aesthetic, very good mug. Like, no bullshit. Simple. It's a good mug. It's a good
simple
mug.
Can I ask you guys something?
But it should be.
Yeah. Just logo wise, is it crazy for Bob's Bagels to have two logos?
Yeah, Prize Picks got two.
Prize Picks has two logos. P.
They have the P, and then they have the Prize Picks. Okay, so
I guess I should say if it's a name and then a logo, it's different. But if you're doing two logos, that's a little bit.
Well, how about the Bears got two logos, Bob? They got the C and then the bear head.
Yeah, is that, you think that's crazy, Pete?
But that's a sports team, not a restaurant.
Yeah, but we're a team, though.
I mean, also how many restaurants could you think of that have two logos?
Yeah, but maybe that's a trend. Maybe we have something there, though.
Also, Bob, what are the logos that are in question here? Like, is it the one with your face?
Well, yeah, it's yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Is that a shot by the D-man?
It could be. Yeah, it could be. It could be. It felt that way. Yeah,
it's not a shot, dude.
It felt a little bit like a shot. It felt a little bit.
Well, what are the logos we're talking about? The one that's just of you, right? The one just of your face, you know, like the other logos. And what else do we have there besides that one?
So it's that. And then, wait, I hear myself echoing, and I don't know where it's come. Lambs, NEA, are you all good on your side? Because I swear I hear myself echoing.
We have nothing on our end.
Dude, you sound fine on mine.
Okay, good. If that's the case, then we should be fine.
The guy's been going through trying to connect to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I am. I am. So it's the one on my face with the golf glove, you know, attention to details. And then it's like a bagel with the bucket hat on top of the bagel that I think is cool. And I don't want to drop either one of the logos.
I think you keep the face, Bob. You keep what people know. You start tampering with logos with hats on. I don't think you need that.
I might be overthinking things, you know. I
think you are.
Could be.
The logo with your face has done very well so far.
It has.
It's the logo.
You know, you don't step away from something that's successful.
Keep it simple, stupid. Kiss method. Yeah. Keep it simple, stupid.
Okay. And
yeah.
Now you could bring that bobblehead that you have at HQ, just put in the entrance of the bagel spot.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Or outside. I mean, the weather's good in Florida. You can keep it right outside. I mean, that's a nice welcoming.
I feel like I'm getting banged here.
You're not getting banged. People can take pictures.
No, I was being serious about the bobblehead.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, just something to consider as well.
I would make the statement that the bobblehead would serve more of a purpose at Bob Does Bagels than sitting in the entrance of Bobby.
Yeah.
When I go on vacation, there's this breakfast place down the shore that's called the Admiral's Table, and they have this statue of an admiral sitting outside of it, and it's like a big fucking like, and everyone takes a picture with the admiral. I think the same thing would happen with the bobblehead. I'm dead fucking serious.
Like, you remember
I'm
when you used
serious.
To go to McDonald's and they'd have Ronald outside and the kids are
That's what
pictures?
I'm saying. That's
like,
what
you
I'm
could
saying.
Have Bob's, I'm not joking. I think you could put Bob's bobblehead outside of the Bob's Bagels. People would take pictures with it, be hysterical.
Look at the Admiral. Now, I don't know who these people are, but they are with the Admiral. I don't know who those people are, but the Admiral stands tall out there. I think people, that would be like a thing. They would take pictures with it. That's just my
Families would line up. Like, it's not a bad idea, man. It's not a bad idea.
I don't know
if
families would line up.
Yeah,
not
see, that's
George Washington. You know what I mean? Like, families aren't going to line up to take a picture with the fucking
with a bobblehead.
I'm saying, say there's a lineup out the door, right? And there's some kids or whatever. That would help them pass time, take a picture with Bobby Boy, you know? Maybe tag you. Then it's extra promotion. You reshare the story on your, you know?
Because I will say, you know, with Bob HQ now we have tents, so you can't see into Bob HQ. So when you walk in
it's
the
horrifying.
Door, that bobblehead,
it's just horrifying.
It really is. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I came in after being away for a little while, and I forgot that it was right at the front. And Bob's right. There's that tint. So I just opened it up, and Bob's like this, like staring at me. I was like,
you slap a QR code on that Bobby bobblehead with the menu on it. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant, Michael.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just going to put a QR code on every podcast. Like, everybody. So, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be a QR Fair. Code. You know what I mean?
Fair. The thumbnail, there's just a huge QR code cover in Mikey's face.
Yeah. Oh, dude. That would be amazing. Mike, you're at the point. It's like, why even wear a shirt at this point?
I came right from the gym, Bob.
I mean, it looks like you could just pinch that thing and it would just snap off.
Those straps are smaller than a bra strap, dude. Those are tiny, dude.
It's a stringer.
This is stringer.
Oh my God.
Dude, I came right from the gym. Strap. You know what, though? I'll tell you this. I think that we should give ourselves a round of applause. Honestly, like, we really, the fact that we have not missed an episode with the amount of craziness, I mean, this show has seen children born, traveling. It's seen everything. All the bumps and bruises that life hands you, and not a single missed episode. Boys are in Missouri now, if that's correct. Is that correct, Missouri?
Yes, sir.
I mean, this it's not easy. Not easy.
And then the next week, I was thinking about next week. Next week's going to be one from the road as well. But then,
Oregon,
then we're
right?
back for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next week will be
Oregon's
Oregon.
Tough. That's the big time difference. That's the 3-hour banger.
Oh, that's
different. That is the three. Pacific. Oh, that could be an issue.
We that could deal with that no, every we can single make. Week. The Pacific time to the East Coast time has changed. When we were in LA, like, we were doing that every week. We had to coordinate.
Oh, that's
but
right.
Man, those
that's
football right. Sundays were just beautiful. Just
you still like that better. Now that you've had the experience on the East Coast, you still like that better?
The nights, for sure. The nights are so much better, man. And there's just something so special about the games ending at like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, the day games, and then you go to dinner and then go watch the, like, it's just
the
so
night game
special.
At dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I would miss about that is I do like when I'm just doing nothing late at night, I love being able to turn on like a game, especially college football Saturday. Like, I love to be able to turn on a game that starts at 8 or 9 o'clock at night when like the kids are asleep. Now I can finally lock in, settle in, and like, that, I would miss that. I would miss
the only thing with the, sorry, Pete, the only thing with the 10 o'clock one, what I like with the 1 o'clock is you get to take care of everything in the morning till the 1 o'clock. The 10 o'clock one used to be a mad dash. I would go to the gym. Yeah. No, I would go to the gym at like 7:30, get back home, get all the plays. And 1 o'clock, you got all the time in the world to prepare.
Yes.
I will say, like with the family situation, the 1 o'clock works out a lot better because you could actually do your duties. You know, you could, you know, go to church or you have breakfast, you know, put in some time before that 1 o'clock slate comes through. You could actually put in half a day's worth of time and then you get to reward yourself with the
he's
football.
Right. He's right.
It's 100%
true. It's sick how we talk about it, but it's right. It's like we're talking about putting in a shift, like going to work. Like, listen, 1 o'clock hits. I got to punch it. I got to punch the clock. I got to punch
it.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I am with you.
Nicole's going to know, like the majority of the day that I'm going to be gone.
Yeah.
So, like, I could give her time to go to the gym, do something for the morning. Like, I could actually relieve. If it's 10 a.m.,
dude,
I mean, the whole day, you're committed.
That week one is going to hit like crack, bro. Oh, my that week God. One NFL is going to hit like absolute crack.
I was going nuts at the Hall of Fame game. Was unbelievable.
It was such a good game. Such a good game. And everyone was shitting on it. And it was like before it happened.
On it?
Well, people are like, listen, traditionally, it has been a horror show game. Like, but recently the overs have been hitting in that game. Like, it was a fun game. I mean, what more do you want? It came down to the last play. I mean, that's as good as it gets.
We haven't even called. We got to call the Bryan Bros and Graham. We're supposed to have a trip booked to Colorado, and we didn't realize that it's week one
of
the NFL.
Week 1?
Yeah. I talked to you about this literally yesterday.
I didn't know it was week one. I thought it was just during football season.
No, we talked about the KFC for week one.
We talked about KFC, but we didn't see that.
Yeah, Bob had told me, he's like, dude, we had a trip and we didn't realize it was week one, so it's got to get canceled.
It's a business. It's a business priority at this point. Like,
Prize, we're brought to you by the fine folks over at Prize Picks. Use promo code BDS. You know the drill. Great mug. Yes. Like, and how about the promo code they got now, Peter? How about that promo code now? They went from the $5 to $50. To the $5 to the $150 using promo code BDS. If your $5 play hits, you win the $150. So $150 is really, really nice. So a nice transfer from the $5 to the guaranteed $50 to the $5 roll the dice on the 150.
Mikey, are you feeling like obviously excited, but a little bit of pressure? Because I know that the man up there in that box is going to be riding your plays
a lot of pressure on Michael this year. Season.
Yeah,
more pressure on Michael than ever.
Don't feel the pressure.
You should.
Okay, I don't. I don't.
No, I'm saying that's going to be you should. Yeah, like we need you bad, Mikey. We need you.
Yeah,
bad.
I mean, look, I think we had a nice read on the first game of the year. Oh, I think we had a really good game on the first game of the year. I mean, Carson Beck looked like. He looked like Johnny fucking Unitas out there in that first game. I mean, he was slinging it.
You know what that was like, Bob? That was like seeing Mikey. He's like our prize pony. He comes out of the combine and he just crushed it. So like,
his ears are at attention. Yeah, his ears are at attention. You're looking at him walk around the track.
And college football too, man. I really like a certain like futures and things. I really, really for futures. I'm talking about futures. Week to week is tough. It's tough. But I do like some futures, man. I really do.
My Canes are supposed. You know, usually they have like the preseason hype every single year. I'm a believer here.
Let me tell you something. You want to pencil something in? Throw a little sprinkle. I'm not saying go crazy.
To win the ACC?
I'm not saying go crazy. You throw a sprinkle on Darian Mensah to win the Heisman Trophy.
Heisman, yeah.
Little sprinkle. Conference is weak. He was tremendous at Duke. Now he comes into Miami. Malachi Toney. He's got better athletes around him. He's got better players.
Right?
He's going to light the ACC. If he stays healthy, he will light the ACC up. Good offensive line always at Miami. Yeah. It's going to be very fun. A little sprinkle on Darian Mensah.
Mario Cristobal, he's an O-lineman guy. He's a trenches guy. That's what he's out for.
Yeah.
Bro, when I watch a football game, not to say I'm a trenches guy, but I am a trenches guy as far as watching. When I have a bet on a game, I'm watching the trenches before anything. From the first snap, I'm seeing what's going on in the trenches. I don't care – the first couple plays, yards, I solely watch the trenches for the first 10, 15 snaps.
Especially if it's just like a bruiser, bang them out. You got the under. You just want to see 2 yards in a cloud of dust, three yards in a cloud of dust.
I love seeing who's getting the push on the line.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then in terms of
the first couple plays, Bob will be like, I hate it. They're getting control in the fucking trenches. And then I will say this. I'll give Bob his flowers. Like, no one can spot a hold quicker than Bob. Like, he'll call it. And there'll be, like, a run that goes for 10, 15 yards. He's like, it's coming back.
I'm bringing the penalty flags and the challenge flags for week one to throw in the streaming room. We got to have them. I'm going to leave them there. So we have the flags. So you can make your call. You make your call when you want it. You call it as you see it.
I thought Dickie Gass just wasn't going to do fantasy this year, and that would have bothered me. Dickie Gass is back with a vengeance. And by the way, a lot of things have to happen. Like, I know this doesn't have anything to do with fantasy football, but like, me and Joe have got to do this stand-up special. Like,
I started writing my stand-up.
Can we get a can you bless this podcast with just a couple openers?
No, because it would ruin.
No, it wouldn't.
Just like the first line or two. You know, like a book, like if you want to buy an audio book, they'll give you like the beginning, like
the
first
forward. Give us the forward.
Yeah. Bless this podcast.
I'm a little timid to do it because it's a little vulgar. My parents listen to it sometimes.
Well, that's okay, but you got to do it's just for the special.
I don't think it'll be that vulgar. You're not really a vulgar guy, really.
No, and I think
when I think vulgarity, I don't think. Yeah. Oh, yes.
I was trying to figure out a way that I could like start off with a bang. You know, like come out of the gate firing. I don't see the thing is, Bob, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go to the stand up and then you're going to know how I'm going to start the show.
No, yeah, but he'll still laugh hysterically, though. So it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, here he goes. This is really nice for the show, for the fans of the show. They deserve this.
Should I? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go on to the stage. So I'm going to say, so this is officially my first ever stand up set. Can you believe it? I kind of feel like, can I finish?
The house is coming down already.
Can I finish?
Yes.
This guy's going to ruin it, man.
He's a fucking hyena, Joe.
I need a cadence.
Yes. Sorry, you're right.
All right, folks. It's officially my first ever stand-up. Can you believe it? Kind of feel like the first time I ever had sex. A nervous, timid virgin, just hoping really not to fuck it up. I've gone through the routine in my head. I've rehearsed the material. I've gone through the delivery. So you'd like to think that this is going to go smoothly. The funny thing about that, though, is you never quite know how it's going to play out until you're actually there in the moment. Now that the stage is set, it's go time. I'm likely going to get fucked, although I would really prefer that I was doing the fucking. So buckle up. So buckle up. Let's get the condom and the KY jelly. Let's give this thing a go. While we're on the topic of first, I'll let you know that I just had my first kid. And then that's when I got
Not bad, dude.
That ain't bad. Not bad
not at all. Bad at all. Oh, man, that's good. So he is prepping. Yeah, you know what I was going to say? Very. Thank you for blessing the podcast with that, Pete. We can't go into that fantasy league without doing the stand-up. Like, bro, we have to do it. And then that leads also FPs. Dickie Gas will not run this league unless FP does the pancake challenge.
Jet never did the hottest chip yet.
We all have to pay the piper. We all have to pay the piper before this league
starts. Feels like there's not many guys who really just want to, you know, just destroy their bodies for the sake of the challenges, man. Like, it's not really something that people are into, dude. Like, FP don't want to do that fucking
pancakes
or whatever. He don't want to
do that. I think the FP thing might be worse because Bob did it last year. So, like, say we did, like, for the stand-up, it's still bad. I'm not excusing ourselves. We need to do it. But, like, say if, like, Jet did a stand-up comedy routine act already, and then we were, like, next up and we hadn't done it. Right. It almost makes it worse because someone has gone ahead and done the brutality of that.
Did you guys see
the stand-up thing has been going a long
time.
Well,
no, I'm not excusing it, Bob. I'm not saying, listen, where I put my hand up. Anybody just be like, oh, you saying it's worse. I'm not. I put up my hand up and we need to do it. As you can see, I'm not like shying away from it. I'm gonna do it. But you did the brutality of the punishment for the same league that then ran it back. So there's other people now in that league, aka Dickie Gas, who came last this year, who then, like, is he not supposed to do it?
Did,
like,
he come last this year?
I think Dickie Gas came last.
Well, that changes things, by the way. Then Dickie Gas
He might keep it real quiet. I didn't even realize he came in last.
Do you know what's so funny when he sent that text? No? You're right, Joe. I was shocked he didn't take. I thought for sure he'd take a shot at FP for the challenge.
I think the reason
he didn't is he has to do it too.
But you know who would know for sure is if you gave a quick call to Squirtle, he would tell you 100%.
But it was Dickie. Yes.
If I called Dick right now and asked him, he would get angry.
You should call him.
He would get angry.
Can you call him?
He's on vacation, but I'll see.
Oh, that's perfect time. Just here. Don't say Dickie Gas. Did you come last? Be like, we're talking about how we have to do the punishment. Okay. We can't remember who came last.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, did you guys happen to see that punishment where the guy in his league, random league, had to play golf with two strangers without a ball? He had to play an entire round of golf. Yeah, that was really good. I'm calling Dickie now. Hold on. Let's see.
Oh, boy. Preface it how I said.
Yeah, that is good.
I forgot how you said it.
Say we don't know who came last. We were talking about how we have to do the punishment FP and whatnot. Okay. Come on, Dick.
He could be setting up the family at the beach. You know, you don't know.
Come on. A third.
He's usually good.
Shit.
He'll call back. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I will like to hear that. I think that'll
if
be
If that is the case, that does bro, put a little wrinkle in it.
I was so shocked when he sent the text. I was like, oh, he's definitely going to take a shot at FP for the pancakes. And then he didn't. And I'm like, that makes all the sense in the world.
That does make sense. I didn't even put two and two together. That does make sense.
Unbelievable. All right.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of people who have a responsibility to step up to the plate.
Pay the piper, man. We got to. But D, I mean, at least to see you got something there is nice. Like, I respect that.
How bad was it?
No, the lead-in's not bad. The lead-in's not – like Mikey said, anything you do going up there, I'm going to find to be the funniest thing in the world.
I said the first line that this is my first stand-up, and Bob was already cracking up.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like
But you know what, Joe? It's contagious. If one person in the audience starts laughing, other people, you know, they just start laughing.
I used to say that I was a comic's dream. You put me in the front row, and if I'm just howling, it's like people like just – like either like – they think it's funny because they hear my laugh, or they're like, we should be laughing right now with how funny this,
especially
this guy
back
is going
in the day, because Joe wanted to see me succeed so bad that, like, my early heyday, if I went up there, he would have made sure that
I would have showed up with a fucking pre-recorded laugh track, and I would have just been playing it like in Seinfeld.
That's like that, yeah, when Kramer's just cracking up at every single joke that guy, who was that was making the joke? Oh, the guy that didn't think he was funny anymore. He wanted to quit stand-up, and Kramer's like,
Banya.
Oh, no,
Kenny Banya.
Banya, yeah, Banya. Yeah, that was it.
Oh man,
dude. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Ridge Wallets. You know Ridge; they make amazing power banks, wallets, luggage, and premium gear every day. Ridge is back with their legendary sweepstakes for the sixth year, and this time it's bigger than ever. The sweepstakes runs from July 24th through September 8th. Tony Hawk is the official spokesperson, so you already know this one's going to be insane. Two lucky winners will get to choose between a Lamborghini Huracan Sterrato.
Wow.
That is unbelievable. What a giveaway that is. Joe's going to enter that giveaway. He wants to know how he could get in on
what
that.
What was the second car? A Constorado?
A Ford Hennessy Velo Chiropractor, or a souped-up Ford Bronco, or $100,000 cash.
Whoa!
You have my attention,
Bob.
There's only 1,500 Lamborghini Huracan Sterratos.
Oh, the Huracanas! Oh my! Imagine a lime green Huracana.
Man, tough day for Factor, man, because we thought that 1 year breakfast was really good.
They've been blown out of the water here. Real shame.
Ready to upgrade your wallet and maybe your ride. For a limited time only, head to Ridge.com and use code BDS at checkout for 10% off your order and a chance to win Rich's biggest sweepstakes ever, a Lamborghini Huracan Sterrato.
That is insane. Well,
I'm not done.
This is wild.
Hennessy Velo Craptor, Velo Chiraptor.
Still going.
A Ford Bronco or 100 in cash. No purchase necessary to enter, but every dollar you spend gets you more entries. That's Ridge.com and use BDS. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you great wallets. Over
Richard?
There, Ridge Wallet.
Good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
How are you?
How's vacation?
Good. All right. A nice cup of coffee right now.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. You're live on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, by the way.
Oh, hello, gentlemen.
Oh, Dick. What's up, miserable. Dad?
It sounds miserable.
Yeah, he does, and he's on vacation. You can imagine what he's like when he's at home.
Sounds miserable.
Richard.
Well, I can't hear what they're saying, but.
Well, they're saying that you sound miserable, and I said you should hear what he sounds like when he's not on vacation.
Honestly, I don't think I sounded very miserable at all.
All right.
Of course he didn't.
Now, Richard, we did have a question. We want to know, because we're talking about the fantasy league, obviously, this year. You run that league like it should be run. No nonsense, no bullshit. You are on top of everything. It's needed, especially with this group. It's very needed. But the question is that in terms of last place, we need to know how that's going to be handled moving forward as the commissioner for last year. And also, we need to know who finished last this year, because we don't have any of the data in front of us, and we want to know how that's going to move forward as well.
Well, who finished last this past season was myself.
Okay.
I believe I reiterated that I wasn't doing anything until Perez decided to step up and do his.
Maybe they can have a pancake breakfast together.
Right. But he's going to have
so
to. Like, that's
nothing was done this year.
But,
he can't hear you. Yeah. No, go ahead, Richard.
Can you tell Gas that that's
forward,
on?
I think we need to eliminate the whole 24-hour thing. That we're going to have something else.
Whoa.
Bob's not comfortable. As someone who did the punishment, Bob is not comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Let me relay the message. Hold on. Go ahead, Bob.
He's in a very tough position being the commissioner. He has a very tough decision to make. Okay. And to do this is total bullshit.
Bob,
he's got to figure it out.
Bob said that as the commissioner, he understands you're in a very, very difficult position, but dropping the punishment would be absurd. You have to figure out how you're gonna have to lay the law down
together.
Yeah.
Could they do pancake together?
Punishment altogether. We might just have to tweak it.
You know what? If he did not come last, he would have had both FP and whoever came last do the pancake job.
Okay, so now what's being said is that Bob is of the opinion that had you not come in last place this season, that the FP punishment would have been meted out in spades and he would have been thrown out of the league had you not come in last now, because now it's almost like a convenience that, well, FP didn't do it, so now I could fall back on that. What do you, and your retort to that is?
Hey, if you want me gone, I'm more than happy.
Oh, that is such a...
Now, that's not what he wants. He's very upset that you would say that. He's very upset that you would say that.
That's what you're leaning towards.
Yes, that's crazy.
What a piece of shit. What a piece of shit.
And going forward, we're going to have to tweak the punishment. And once the punishment is set, if it's not completed, then you're booted.
We have to set a drop line dead date, and that's fine. I love talking about moving forward, but I think a lot of people are hung up on talking about moving forward these days. Let's talk about the here and now. How are we gonna settle the FP punishment, and how are we gonna settle with you? Perhaps a joint pancake breakfast?
Oh, joints!
I mean, you know I love pancakes. I just ordered a stack of them.
He does. He's big hotcakes guy.
Tell him to order another stack.
Bob said, order another stack.
pancake challenge on the golf course.
And wow. By the way, and tell him it's a candy ass ruling. That's and to finish this coffee and figure out how we're going to.
Bob said it's a candy ass ruling. Finish your coffee and we're going to figure it out after
You gentlemen have a great day.
Love you, Richard. Love you, Richard. Bob wants to make sure that you know that he loves you. He wants to reiterate that.
Who said that, Bob?
Bob, yeah.
I love him, too.
All right.
Goodbye. You're a good man, Dick.
He said you're... he can't hear you, though. He goes, now, Rich, he goes, Dick's a good man, he said. You couldn't hear him.
Come on, man. What the hell?
Now he's in a tizzy now because he thinks you're banging him on purpose.
No, never.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Richard.
Right. Enjoy your day.
Take care.
Cutsy goes, we love you guys because I haven't heard anything from Puggy.
I tell you what, he's one of the sicker people on the planet. Man. Bro, love him.
You know damn well if that was somebody else that came in last, he would have demanded both of them to finish that. That's such
worked
bullshit.
Out very conveniently
sure
for the gas
that
man.
He came last. That's
that was a good
I
call because I had no fucking idea who came in last.
And it kind of flew under the radar because he was on FP so much to do it. And then when it happened, it just kind of like went away.
When you're a perennial playoff contender, you don't worry about who comes in last, guys.
Mike, you won it last year, right?
No, 2 years ago. I made the playoffs last year, but I forget.
Teddy won.
Teddy won it. That's right.
Teddy scored one.
I think Showtime's been in the final every year somehow.
Yeah,
Showtime's always got a good team, just can't get over the finish line. No, it's a shame. He's like the Buffalo Bills. He really is. No disrespect to Josh Allen. I'm talking about the old Buffalo Bills that went to like 4 Super Bowls.
Bro, but I will say this, Mikey. What's the saying that the lion doesn't concern himself with the thoughts of sheep?
The lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of sheep. Yeah.
Oh, the opinions. Okay. Yeah, I was close.
Yeah, very close.
Very close.
Go ahead, Petey.
Well, we were talking about, I know Gas called, so we had to jump in, but we were talking about Factor. Now would be a good time to let you know that the Brill and Dumb Show is, in fact, brought to you by our friends at Factor and has been for some time. With over 175 banned ingredients, every Factor meal is designed around what supports a healthier lifestyle and nothing that doesn't. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes and require no prep, no cleanup. Every week you'll find 100 nutrient-dense menu items to choose from, something like salmon burgers, shredded pork, collard greens, more. They even have, Mikey, pumpkin-flavored cheesecakes and protein shakes to keep that singlet real tight upon those traps. So all I got to tell you is let's eat real. Head to factormeals.com/dumb50off and use code dumb50off to get 50% off. One free breakfast item per box for 1 year. That's going to everyone who uses it. There's only one Hurricana going to one person.
Yeah, yeah.
The breakfast is going to every single person who uses this promo code. Go ahead and use it right now, folks. That's code dumb50off at factormeals.com. go ahead and help yourself, better yourself with great meals at Great Convenience Factor, a great sponsor.
I think if you asked Bob if he would rather have the Lambo or free breakfast of his choosing for an entire year, I think he's taking the breakfast 99 times out of 100.
I could never drive a Lamborghini, a Ferrari. It's too many people looking at you. Like, you know, you if Gas just now parked at the diner and put his Ferrari, he comes out and people are like taking pictures of the car and like, it's too much. You have people.
What about for the D-man? You think D-man would drive him?
I could see the D-man getting real comfortable.
I am. I'm not talking about Ferraris and Lamborghinis. I am in need of buying a second vehicle, and I'm looking now. I don't know what I'm going to get. And any advice or like pointing me in a direction that might help me is
well. Is much yeah, I know a real good Kia dealership down in Jupiter. If you want to, you know.
I'm not talking about brands. I'm talking about, I don't know if I should get a truck, like a badass truck. When I was in Vancouver, I had one of those souped up crazy Broncos that was like lifted with like the monster truck wheels. Wasn't monster truck wheels, but it was like big wheels. Bro, I felt like king of the road.
I don't know if we've ever told you, but the peak of our LA existence was when we were working at the Four Seasons, and Cutsy got very friendly with a guy who was a regular at the bar. And Cutsy would bet with this guy, and this guy had a ton of money, and this guy gave Cutsy his truck. Okay. Now, the guy ended up being a total fraud, like one of the biggest frauds of all time. Another guy that came, like, the biggest fraud of all time.
Okay.
But he gave Cutsy his truck for like 2 weeks, so Cutsy's like, Bobby's going to give me his truck. Mikey, this truck, you could see this truck coming. Look at the D-man pulling in.
The Titan. V8 Titan.
Look at that bad boy, dude.
But so I would work valet on the driveway, and everybody, like employees, managers got to come and park at the parking garage. Sure. Other employees would like have to, you know, park offside or whatever. Every employee was so respectful of if the driveway was busy, they wouldn't like bust through. Like they would make sure, you know, we're dealing with bags and have a lot. Cutsy would come up in this truck. It didn't matter how many bags were out on the front, how many guests we had, and he would just barrel through this fucking driveway. He didn't wait for us to get bags out of the car. He would just barrel through in this fucking
truck. One thing they can never say, Joe, is that you aren't who you are. You've remained steady.
That is true.
Steadfast 100%. Your whole life, dude. And don't change for anybody or anything. I'm telling
maybe
you.
Maybe that's
now.
Not a good thing, Mike.
No,
maybe
it's good. It's great. It's actually great, I think, honestly. The only car I knew Joe had was the Jaguar. That was
Jaguar
Joey Jags.
Was great.
That
was
before the Jaguar, the Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Now that was San Vicente tomorrow. That was a dangerous, dangerous guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you, of course, this week by our loyal, longtime friends over at SeatGeek, the number one rated ticketing app in the world. Over 35 million downloads. That's 35 million. Think about that number. Over 70,000 current events listed live. You put in your geolocation and bang. You could see, obviously, it's giving me my yanks, but you could get wherever you're at. It's going to feed you exactly what you need. Local concerts, local events, local sporting events, whatever it is. Plan that trip with the boys. You've been putting it off for far too long. You keep saying to yourself every year, you're going to go out to LSU. You're going to go out to Tennessee. You're going to go out to this one, to that one. Go see a great college football game. Plan it with the fellas. But when you do, make sure you buy those tickets only at SeatGeek, only using the code that we give you. Because, of course, SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. Look for the green dots. Green means good. Red means bad. And listen, of course, we have the code for you guys. As always, you could use code DUMB10. That's DUMB10 for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you to our friends over at SeatGeek. If I saw Joseph in any vehicle right now, I really do think, like, he's just like, he screams to me Range Rover Sport. Like, that's the vehicle I see the D-man in, as a Range Rover.
Bob wants
truck.
A truck.
That is a truck.
No,
it's an SUV.
Sport. You need him in, like, I see. Oh, dude, don't
You don't think so?
Mikey, now's the time to get him in, like, either truck or, like, you know, because he's got Luca, like, one of them big old Broncos. Like, I want some.
The Bronco's louder. Not that big. All right, so if he wants the loud, then you should get, you know, you should get the big old Suburban. You get the Suburban, the top of the line Suburban.
That's too big, though. I think it's too big. Now, to be honest, I wanted to Escalade, and FP got one, so I can't replicate
double down.
Escalades. Well, you know, it's nice. I just saw it, by the way, brand new, Joe, on the road. I saw the interior, the Lincoln Navigator. Really nice piece there, man. Massive truck. Massive.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take a look at the Navigator, Joseph.
FP's got a nice piece.
Yeah, FP's car is beautiful.
This was the Bronco that I had. This thing was fucking huge,
now,
dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mike. Look at those big-ass wheels, dude. The thing was just fucking
remember the Hummers, dude. Remember the when Hummer tried to make a comeback with the H2, remember that?
And
the
H3 electric Hummers, Bob wanted one and got talked out of it.
Is that right? You were gonna drive a Hummer, you of all people? If I drove a Hummer, do you know what this fucking guy would do to me, dude? Do you know what this fucking guy would do to me? It would be a factory, Joe. They would be fucking dancing down the road, dude. Fuck that. That's crazy. I can't believe that.
The new ones are electric.
When I was a kid growing up, those Hummers were my dream. I was obsessed with H2 Hummers. I just loved them. Yellow. I wanted the yellow.
The old Bumblebee from Transformers.
That's wild, dude. I can't believe that. I was obsessed. Wow.
Yeah. And the new ones, I'm not a big EV guy. But those new Hummers look so cool. I could see you in one of those, Pete.
I know. It's either going to be like an SUV or a big ass truck, like a Ford Raptor or something like.
Even better.
Yeah, but like, what do you need a pickup truck for? What do you need a pickup truck for? Well, respectfully, I love you to death.
No, but that's shot. That's kind of a.
That's not a shot. That's not. But like, Joe's not going to the lumber yard to build a shed anytime soon. You know what I mean? Like, he's not running to Home Depot to pick up fucking pallets of paint or, you know, primer. Like, that's not happening. So like, I just don't. Know what you need?
The truck is working on a construction site, Michael.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, though. Like, what business do you have driving a pickup truck? No business. You have no business driving a pickup truck, Joe.
There goes the truck idea, Bob. It's gone.
But you can get a truck. You get a big SUV.
The other option was getting a cool little sports car that it could whip around.
Nicole's gonna hate that, Pete.
She said I should get whatever I want.
Yeah, but you're
good for her. Good for her, man.
Yeah,
good
I want you in something big, dude.
Bob wants you in that for content. That's what this is all coming down to.
By the way, let's not forget that there was a pack that was made years ago that was, and you know what?
Give me time.
What was the pack?
There was a pack.
All right, let's hear it. You put it out there. I got to hear it. Obviously, Bob was supposed to get you a car. Go ahead.
Well, Bob can say what the pack
was. Go ahead,
was.
Bob.
You say the pack. I don't want to say it. You say it.
There was a shaken pact
that
was made. That's when things went off for us, which I would argue
they have. Like, yep. Fair.
I mean, I don't want to
mislead.
I would argue they've gone off.
Fair.
That at that point in life, Bob would I would be the lucky recipient of Bob's getting me a G-Wagon.
Whoa!
G-Wagon.
That's not good, man.
Wow. That's a conversation.
And it wasn't by the way, it wasn't a one and done talked about thing. It was discussed on
ad nauseum.
It was many times. It was discussed. Mm. It was actually a really exciting, enticing feature for me to, you know, get destroyed on the internet. But my life life is now wonderful. And I've never. To my credit, I've never really brought it up inside from joking because it is what it is. It's not real life. But
if that G-Wagon ever showed up with a bow on it in the driveway, he'd be very, very pleased.
Preferably a matte black would be nice. You know? I'm joking. I am totally joking. On another note, I do need to figure out what I need to get because I can't keep Ubering.
When you have the kid, you have to do stroller car seat. Pack and play, all the bullshit. But Dive once they get the a little bags. Older, once they get a little older, they go to booster seats. You don't have a stroller anymore. You don't have the playpen anymore. So the it does reduce in noise.
This seat that we got Luca now, this car seat, the new one, because he got so big he doesn't fit in. This thing is a tank, dude. Have you ever seen Phil Jackson sit on the sideline of a game? He used to have like that huge like Darth Vader looking chair. When we put Luca, this thing is massive.
Like Dr. Evil's chair.
Oh, have you ever seen it? Ridiculous, bro.
That's why maybe I could see you in that Tahoe would be nice.
Tahoe's so great. Roomy. Now, the Suburban's bigger than the Tahoe. The Chevy Suburban's bigger than the Tahoe. Or a nice Yukon Denali, GMC Yukon Denali. Yeah, really nice piece. Nice. Really nice piece.
That's all right. Really nice. Let's keep it rolling here. Let's head on over to our buy or sell.
Let me let you know, Bob, that the buy or sell, let's just get it out of the way. Last one of the day. Quince, Brilliantly Dumb Show, and buy or sell is brought to you by our friends over at Quince. August is the perfect time to reset before the autumn rush begins, and honestly, can't think of a better place to start than my closet. That's why I love shopping at Quince. Joey D has showed you some of the stuff from Quince over time. Specializes in everyday staples that work harder, like their ultra-soft organic cotton tees, and Joey D's favorite,
cashmere.
The premium Mongolian cashmere sweaters. We've talked about them. They're versatile, timeless, transition seamlessly from a casual work day to dinner out. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for high quality, not brand markup. Here we go. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app exclusive offers or go to quince.com/dumb. That's dumb. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Joseph's native Canada and the UK too. That's quince.com/dumb.
Look at this chair.
He's sitting up like a fucking. He's
man!
Although he's also fucking tall.
Some of the players, like LeBron, has that like back thing now, where like it really boosts him up. All right, let's go on into our buy or sell, fellas. What did we see that we liked? What did we see that we did not like? I think I know Petey's, and it's good ones. I want to save Petey for last. I'll go. Pains me to do this. I know it'll pain you too, Michael, but you just got to give credit where credit's due. I've never seen a baseball team turn around the way the Red Sox have. I've just never. Man. And to also factor in, their best players aren't playing. They lost their coaching staff. Yeah, they lost their best players. He's still on the comeback. Crochet is still needing to come back. Their ace, arguably one of the best pitchers in baseball. Like, it's really, really crazy what they're doing. So it pains me, but you got to give credit where credit's due. What the way they have flipped it around is truly, truly remarkable.
Yeah, it's insane. They got rid of their entire coaching staff. Like, I know how that happens, where you fire your whole coaching staff and then you turn around and have like a historical winning streak. I think it was the best in franchise history.
Did it break it? It definitely tied it. I don't know. Did they break it? They might have broken it. And then the best part was they fucking lost whatever. They lost a game or two, and then they went on another 9-game winning streak.
They swept the Dodgers.
It's absurd. It's absurd.
Yeah, you got to give credit where credit's due. I mean, they're so hot. It's amazing. All right, let's go over to Michael.
Honestly, there was so much this week. I felt like this week was just packed with like stuff, like the stuff I saw I would sell, stuff I saw I would buy. I mentioned the fantasy punishment with playing without the golf ball. I thought that was awesome. I am going to sell, though. I looked at the early NFL schedule and I was literally, I was dumbfounded. The Thursday night game is being played in fucking Australia and it's a divisional game. The Rams and the 49ers are, but that wasn't a divisional game. That was Packers Eagles. This is a divisional game and they're playing it in fucking Australia. Like if I was the GM or the coach of one of these teams, I would just be so fucking annoyed with that. It's one thing if it's a non-conference game, even if it's a conference game, okay, but to play a divisional game on the other side of the fucking world. Like, I just think that's such bullshit for the Rams, and I think it's the Niners. I think it's either the Niners or the Seahawks.
That's a crazy game.
It's a crazy game, but to play it in Australia is just crazy. The NFL with the international schedule, man, it's just getting – it gets crazier and crazier by the year. The schedule this year is insane. The Super Bowl's on fucking Valentine's Day. They got fucking Saturday games. Black Friday's and everything is an every year occurrence now. Thanksgiving, Christmas Day. I mean, it's just like they want every single fucking day. I get it. They're the most viewed major sport in the world. I understand why. I understand the motivating factor, but my God,
isn't
man,
there
like,
a game now this year? The Wednesday, the
day yes, Wednesday. Wednesday is the Wednesday is the first NFL game. Is a Wednesday night game. Patriots. Seahawks, I think. Crazy. It's a Super Bowl rematch on Wednesday night. And then the next day is the Australia game. I mean, it's crazy.
You might end up having a game every day of the week at one point. Like,
well, you're going to, between college and NFL, you're going to have a game every night.
No, I mean Monday, NFL.
Yeah. I mean,
like, it's great, but it's also – it's great, but it kills the Sunday, though. The second slate gets destroyed when you have
– You only got two games. Two games, three games.
You got to have four games in that second slate. It's so much fun because then you could go a four-game parlay. And you could
I know, and I always feel like that late window is the window to attack. That late afternoon window – you can hone in. I feel like the craziest shit happens at the 1 o'clock.
That Broncos
like just
game
weird
where they came
shit.
Back with Bo, fucking what are they down like four touchdowns? They came back and won
against
this
the Giants.
Oh, it was insanity, man! Oh my God, crazy.
Yeah, so I'm selling the international games. It's not just the, but the fact that you made it a divisional game, the first game of the year, just like that's garbage to me. That's garbage. But
totally agree. Let's head over to Peter. Peter, by yourself.
Yeah, so we got in yesterday a little early, and it was like one of those nights where it's like, you know, travel day, didn't really want to like go out and do anything. I actually got my ass into the gym and worked out, which was good. But then after that, I was like, I'm going to just sit down. I'm going to veg out, watch sports or whatever. I happened to stumble across something, Michael, that I find to be – I actually was like, I'm not going to watch this for like 5 minutes. I'm going to watch this for like an hour.
Okay.
One of the most preposterous, most absurd, most insane things. And the only way I could compare it to anything is like Disney meets sports.
Okay.
It is the Savannah Bananas. I gotta tell you, one of the worst, most absurd, most ridiculous, just It's not even an ode to sports. It's like a slap in the face to sports. It's like you took baseball, you turned it around, and you cracked it on the ass and threw it out on the pitch. It's an absolute disgrace, dude. Now, I will say this. Some of the guys out there are true athletes. Like
they're
making plays that are crazy. But it's not the athletes that I'm against or the actual baseball, because there's some good baseball being played. Some of the things that are going on during the game, water balloon fights mid-round, they have choreographed dances for certain guys who are coming out where it's not like a 10 second, it's like literally a 2 minute Super Bowl like performance in the middle of the game. And I understand maybe it's for kids,
right?
I'm looking around, Michael, they were at Target Field, the place was packed.
Yeah, you can't get tickets.
Sold out.
Holly tried to get tickets because the kids like are fucking nuts about it. It's not real though. It's like the Globetrotters. It's like the Globetrotters of baseball. That's what it is. You know what the outcome's gonna be. These guys are just
that guy in the yellow suit is a problem. That guy's saying the greatest moment in sports history just occurred because a fan in the outfield caught a ball and the guy's out when the fans catch the ball.
Well,
they broke the record. They had 10 fans catch foul balls, and it was like the all-time record. He's like, you're witnessing sports history. It's like, Bob, spare me, okay? I'm not witnessing shit.
Mikey, you know what I said to him? I was on the phone. We were on FaceTime, and we were watching. Yeah. I was like, yeah, Joe. I was like, it's definitely not for us. I was like, it's for the kids. I was like, look. Yeah. I was like, Luca might grow up and like be like, Dad, can we go to a Savannah Banana game? And he's like, no, that's not going to happen. I was like, Joe, you don't know that. He's like, no, it's not going to happen.
That won't be
and
on
it made me realize,
TV.
Do you know how many people, when the D-Man talked about how, like, for Luca, like, how, like, he's not going to, like, birthday parties at all, people were messaging me when he did the Masters theme one-year-old birthday.
Pull up the pretzel.
Yeah, I will say that I got the same DMs. I got a million DMs about that, about Joe having the Masters birthday party. But the quote was, I think to my recollection, because I have to stand on business here, to be fair, it is a pretzel factory. He did say, I think he will not allow his child, which is, by the way, a preposterous thing to say regardless. He said he would not be going to other children's birthday parties in the 1 year old range. If I could, not his own, other children's. Is that correct, Joe?
It was even a different deviation of that. It was like, unless it's like best friends, I'm not going to Susie's birthday party.
The problem is he's going to say everyone's his best friend. He's a child.
That's where I said I would put my foot down.
So how are you going to say that's not your best friend when he's like 2 or 3 years old? What are you going to do to be like, no, that's not true. That's not your best friend.
He's not going to know any different. And by the way, my goal is to have him in like sports. He's going to be very active, going to be doing a lot of things.
It's good.
Aside from going to kids' birthday parties that he's not close friends with. You know, like, you're not going to the Polly Pocket birthday party because little Pamela wants to have the entire class over. Like, now, if it's his friends, like, if Stevie, his friend, wants to have a birthday party, then, yeah, he will do it. But it's like, I never said that. Also, he will have a birthday party for himself and invite his close friends 100%. So all these idiots who are messaging me like, oh, you're such a hypocrite.
Were you getting DMs?
Sure. Bob, if me and you were getting DMs about it, you could rest assured that the D-man was getting hit up bad.
I get DMs. I can't keep up with the DMs. Bro. Most of them are hate these days.
Mikey, every now and then he'll grant me access, and it is just such a treat where he'll grant me access. He'll be like, you want to see my DMs, Bob? And you go in there. Now, I like seeing the ones that he has where he's responds. I don't care about the ones like when people message him and are just being like mean and he doesn't respond, fine. What I look for, the good shit, is when Cutsy decides to go back.
Yeah.
That's the shit that I like to see. Absolutely. I love to see him go back at that. Absolutely. But like people just being pricks to him and he's not responding, don't care. When D-Man's fighting back, that's fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't tell you too what it is that gets me to respond to some people and not to others.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes.
I think it's just the mood you're in.
It's not even that. Sometimes I'll click the person's profile. I'll be like, yeah, this guy's in no position to be talking shit to me right now. Like,
now what? Now like, what? What do you see in the profile that that's elicits that response?
Oh,
like,
oh,
what do
I'll
you see?
You
what do you see there? Yeah,
guys like, oh, you're gonna have diabetes soon. You're so fucking fat. And then I click the picture, and the guy's not exactly Zac Efron.
Fair.
The guy's pushing some poundage. It's like, yo, talk about the pot calling the kettle black, brother. You look like you couldn't run 5 miles if your fucking life depended on it.
Oh, that was good.
That's the intel that'll lead me to be like, okay, you know what? This guy's not a firefighter.
By the way, that's fair. I think that's
100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%.
Oh, that's good shit, man.
Yes,
that's
it
good
is.
Shit.
Yes, it is.
All right, to keep the good shit rolling, one of the worst to ask Bob Weeks in
that was tough
history. That was
that that Bob Capone thing you sent me, Bob.
Very good.
Or Mikey, that was one of the funniest. Dude,
these fans now with AI. I mean, it's just, they're just fucking cooking, bro. How about when they made all our hair into the fucking Bijan Robinson?
Yeah,
I mean, just fucking cooking us left and right. Keep it coming though. It's good for the program, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, good for me. And stuff. It does make me laugh. There's some ones that'll make me fucking die laughing. There's some really good ones. All right, now, boys, I'm in a hotel room, so you just got to keep it quiet because I can't go too far away.
I don't have a picture today, so.
I can't believe you guys aren't going to. No pictures on either end? Mm-mm, after last week's success?
Yeah,
you can't keep running to the well. You got to keep
it. No, yeah, you got to.
The well is overflowing, D. You got to go back to that well.
Oh, geez, man. Look at what EA just did. Wait, hold on.
Oh, is that a Polly Pocket? Yeah. That face. Oh, man.
That's tough, dude. That's tough.
Woo! Woo! Shitty, yeah. EA's going to start sending one meme of the week or one like AI thing of the week and let them cook. That's awesome. All right, boys, over to you. We go for the S, Bob.
You want me to go, Joe, or you want to go first?
I could go first this week. Let me just pull it up here. Bob, this week we're going to do an animal question for you, okay?
I have an animal question as well, so there you go. Bobby Animals this week.
We're just...
I thought you guys always aligned. Talk about it.
We did not.
No, we didn't.
We did not.
Not
really?
Today. Not today.
All right, Bob, this week for Bobby Animals, Bobby Safaris, I would like you to tell me, Bob, what animal?
Wait. Okay, never mind. I thought you guys had to tell the audience what it is, but you don't. I'm sorry. My apologies.
All right. Bobby, I'd like you to tell me what animal is known for, quote unquote, playing dead in extremely fearful situations. Oh, we got it quick. Wow. That was instantaneous.
I don't know how I know it.
How did you know that?
Just life. Like, some things hit me and some things don't.
Just life? Just going out hanging out with possums these days, dude.
Playing possum, the quote playing possum, I feel like, was used quite a bit. And in early 90s terminology, pro wrestling. If you watch pro wrestling at any point during your childhood, they always use that slogan, playing possum.
He never watched pro wrestling. There's times where Bob knows something.
It's a pull.
And I don't know how he knows it. Then there's times where I think he has to know something. And then there's no way, he just does not.
Yeah, and either it just hits me and I know it, or it's just going to be really, really bad. I still am in shock. I thought for sure you guys were going to go back. Like, after having that success last week, I thought for sure.
You got to keep them on their toes, Bob. You can't just keep running the same thing. You don't. Not every pitch is going to be a fastball.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that wasn't fastball last week. That was a knuckleball for me. I didn't know where that thing was going.
It was a changeup.
Michael, we need to bounce back.
Okay, Bob, I would like you to tell me, what do you call a group of fish? What is a group of fish referred to as?
Oh. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
A school of fish.
Whoa, Bobby's on fire. You know what? Yeah. We might have to retire Bobby Animals, dude. He's pretty too good.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that would be something maybe he would not get. I thought
that was really good.
Yeah, very good. Do you know other ones, Bob? Do you know what they call a group of... Yeah, I can't
it's
ask.
It's not going to...
Yeah. That's
group of pros? Are you going to say group of pros?
I was.
Never get that.
Never. I don't think
the
so.
The old murder.
Yeah.
We're not going into that.
That's fair. Wow, two for two. Good for him.
That's awesome.
Good bounce back. Without
hesitation.
Going back to pictures next week, by the way. Fuck.
It's going to be a historical figure like you've never seen.
You guys are coming out for blood. I can feel it. You guys are
now,
out
the
for
thing
blood.
Is, the thing about the Ask Bob segment, which is tough, is it's better for business when we have a week like last week than on a week where you crush it. And it's just, that's just the way it is.
Fair.
Yeah. 100% B. That's.
So I'm saying I normally, the reason I say that is because I normally always root for you in everything. Like I'm always on like cheering you on in anything that you do. This would be the exception where I don't mind if you fail in this course, just because it's good for the pod.
You truly do. Yeah, especially because you need that G-Wagon.
Well, yeah. any Mercedes?
Matt Black, preferably.
Hit me up.
There's two goals of mine that are to chop down. And look, I think by next year there's two goals, and you both know the goals. It's a goal for each. We're gonna get there.
Michael.
A lot of people are talking, Michael.
A lot of people. That singlet's looking smaller halfway through the episode. His traps are somehow getting bigger as the episode goes on. He's swelling, Bobby, swelling.
Feeling good. Feeling good, boys.
Mikey put up a story the other day.
Oh, that picture's good. I got to bag you on that, by the way. I was going to post it on my story. I didn't. I should bag you.
The one where Mikey put up, he's like, breakfast, and it's like 55 different supplements. It looks like a vitamin shop.
No, I didn't say breakfast, dude. I didn't say breakfast, dude. This is another. How many pretzels could we fucking produce today,
like,
man?
This is my breakfast, and it's
that's
like,
not at all what I said, bro.
You look like a pharmaceutical company.
I said, and this actually, this is probably worse than saying breakfast. What I said was, and it's worse than. Because now he's going to just die and cackle like a hyena. What I said was morning stack.
You should have stuck with the breakfast, dude.
I know. Fuck.
Yeah. Breakfast sounds a whole lot better now, Michael.
You stack one of those pills on their end. It's almost
well, you know what it is? Is that the subscribers they who follow the workouts, they ask, like, well, what do you take? Like, what vitamin, like, what do you take, like, supplement-wise?
So the better question is, what don't you take?
Fucking dick. Oh. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Hey, Mikey, I'm in CVS. I see everything you take. Is there anything here I should stay away?
Hey, just put your arm out on the aisle and run it across the top shelf, buddy. All right? Just fill the cart up. We'll talk about it later. We can figure it out.
Now, Mikey is right, by the way. I say I love Hummers. If Mikey got a Hummer,
I'd get fucking – I would never even be able to drive it. I'd never be able to drive it. It would be
I'd have, like, fans sending, like, DMs of, like, I saw them. Like, you know?
Like it's a fucking Batmobile.
Oh, man.
That's good shit.
Very good. Very good.
All right, boys. We're going to go into my botch for last week. Very rarely do you have a top five that you've held on to for 2 weeks, but we have moved on to the top five. The D-Man has struck. He's back. Wins it. Close one. I came in second. The D-Man got the job done, and D-Man, where would you like to select? Oh, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing top five athletes, dead or alive, that you would want for your bodyguard. We did roommates. We are doing top five athletes, dead or alive, that you would want for your bodyguard.
With the caveat that we are not allowed to select professional boxers, fighters, or pro wrestlers.
Dude, I had, like, The Big Show, Rikishi. I had, like, Brock Lesnar.
What is it with you and Rikishi?
Rikishi is, it's just, Rikishi is, he's
Kurt Angle would be the guy. I mean, the guy was a fucking, was an Olympic gold medal wrestler. Like, that's the guy you want. Him and Haku. Haku was supposedly the most dangerous guy ever. Yeah.
I could imagine someone coming near me and just having him spear the shit out of them. That'd be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I would have done wrestlers. I feel like we would have been very wrestler dominant, but we decided no wrestlers. Yeah.
I'm going to go third. I'll go third.
Oh, wow. Bob, you going one?
Yeah, I'll go one.
All right.
I'm going to go with Myles Garrett. Give me Myles Garrett.
I'm going to go with a guy that's legitimately one of the more frightening human beings. I'm going to go Ray Lewis.
It's my guy. It's a good one. I had him up there. All right, I'm going to go with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, you see Shaq. Like, in his prime, like, you're not going near. You're not going near him, Mike. You're not fucking around.
And then Aaron Donald would be my second. Aaron Donald just looks like a fucking
bodyguard. He's a beast. He's a beast.
Scary, bro.
Another guy who, to me, I don't know why, but when I think NBA and I think of guys who just physically look like the scariest people ever, Ben Wallace, to me, was like a guy that, like, you just don't want to go near Ben Wallace.
Especially if he's got his hair out.
Oh, he just looks like he would fucking eat your face off. So I'm going to go with Ben Wallace, too.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Ben Wallace. Give me James Harrison.
Oh, that's a great one. Debo. Yeah, that's
He's a great one. Bad, bad man.
You ever watch his gym videos? It's fucking insane what that guy could do.
And then give me J.J. Watt. Dear friend,
had him on the list too. Yeah, it's a good one.
Dear friend of the program.
Now I think you need somebody who's just batshit crazy in this lineup. So I'm going to take Bill Romanowski, a throwback. Yeah. Bill Romanowski, former Oakland Raider, notorious fucking psychopath.
Now I have a question for the committee, and I'm not married to this, but I would like to have him on my list. But he's not a traditional athlete because he was a bodybuilder. Would you allow me to include a bodybuilder as an athlete?
I would say, yeah, I had thought about that myself, and I don't think there's a problem with that because they don't have, yeah. I mean, it's not a fighter. So yes, I would say there's no issue with that.
I'm
so
good with that too, Pete.
That's good. I'm going to take my boy, Ronnie Coleman.
I love Ron. Dude,
could you imagine having him walk next to you and he can't even fit into a shirt?
Well, that's the only problem with that is like if you get somebody fast, it's going to be hard for him. But yeah, you might not fuck with anybody. Apart. Yeah, if he gets his hands on you, it's going to be a problem.
Shit, dude, that would.
That's Petey.
Lightweight, baby. Yeah, buddy.
That's Petey's boy, dude. We did it on a Bob to Sports episode, and then he messaged him.
Dude, I'm a big fan of Ronnie.
Have you ever searched Ronnie Coleman on Cameo, Bob? He does 10-minute cameos.
Does he?
Dude, the only person who's got a longer cameo time is Mikey than Ronnie Coleman.
I knew that was.
You know what? That's because you're a master of your craft, Michael. That's why.
Jed had a. Yo, did you see, by the way, sorry to interrupt, the biggest cameo change of all time? I messaged my guy there and their CEO to tip the cap
to
them of how
it's the best.
Bro, that was amazing. For fantasy football lineups, they randomized the order.
There's
for
a randomizer
you.
In the cameo.
I
messaged the
CEO. So it's already random.
And there's a randomizer generator, brilliant. So it already randomizes it for you. So
bro,
you can't
do you know how much time that saves? Like, I used to have to, you know, write it down, which is not to say that's the longest time, but, like, writing it down when you're doing a lot of volume, like, fuck off. Go ahead. Keep the list.
Hours of time, Michael. Hours. All right, so my second pick now.
Your third, Pete.
Sorry, my second.
Well, this is actually his number four.
My second of the round.
Yes.
In Dominican Sue.
Oh, I didn't have him. That's really good. Yeah.
Absolute nut job, dude.
That's really good. I did
very
not
solid.
Him.
Very solid list there from the D-men so far.
Yeah.
Very solid. All right. I am going to take on the way back here. I'm going to take a space eater. I'm going to take Vince Wilfork.
Oh, that's such a good one, man.
Just a big old body.
So he is slow. Like, that's the problem.
Is he? He's got a little elite quickness. He's got fast twitch. You ever see him come off the line? First step.
You put him and Ronnie Coleman in a race, so you think he's beating Ronnie
I'm not talking about racing. I'm talking about a guy who, if somebody wants to fuck with you, they look at that guy and they're like, yeah, probably not going to fuck with you.
Yeah. You know who was another good wrestler, Mike? You remember Derek? Was it Derek? The big ass, the huge guy. Derek, not Henry. Derek.
Mark Henry.
Yeah.
He was an Olympian. Olympian powerlifter.
He looked like a guy similar to that. Like, yeah, very
enormous human being. Enormous human being.
Stay the hell away.
So I'm going to go with Michael's dear friend. And not Jim McMahon. I'm going to go with Brian Urlacher.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go with B. Urlacher.
Your friend?
But like you want Urlacher.
Jim McMahon. Jim's a friend.
Jim's a dear friend. Jersey right there to Michael.
We break bread on the weekends, Bob.
He's coming over for Christmas Eve this year.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yes. Michael.
No, he's not.
There's no way Jim McMahon is coming over. There was no way.
I was going to say this, though, Bob. You want bald Urlacher. You want nothing to do with hair Urlacher. You want bald era Urlacher.
Yeah, can we put parentheses bald?
It's got to be bald era Urlacher.
That's the guy I want.
Yeah, you don't 100%. Want this new Brian Urlacher. And no disrespect to Brian. I mean, but you want bald Urlacher. 100%. You go again. Last pick.
I mean, if we're doing bodybuilders, can I do Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
sure you can, Bob.
Yeah,
is that who you're taking?
Yeah.
The thing with me is he's more Hollywood than he is like scary. Like I thought about Arnie, but. Arnie's
lightweight,
Coleman, lightweight, baby. Yeah, baby.
And then he'd put those huge weights. He'd be like,
"Oh, dude, well, that video where he squats 800 pounds is just fucking,
it's
just,
dude. It's sad watching. I've seen like videos of him like walking around the house.
He's in bad shape, bro. Bad shape.
Yeah.
My last pick, man. I think I need a towering, because like Joe's got Shaq. You need, I feel like you need just a towering presence. I'm gonna take Wilt Chamberlain.
That's a good one.
Over to Petey.
I have one, but here's the thing that I don't know. It's a great one, but it's a hockey guy, and I don't know if it's gonna resonate with.
I bet I know who it is.
Go with your gut, Pete. There's no hockey guys yet.
It is Mikey.
You want to say it on three?
Yeah.
Okay. One.
But I'm not giving this as a pick. I'm contemplating.
Oh, then I don't need. I think you're going to pick Bob Probert.
No.
Okay. Because he's in more. He was in the most fights ever in NHL history.
What about Sean? Look at him. What about Sean Avery?
No.
Evgeny Malkin.
No. Zdeno Chara is the guy I'm thinking about.
How tall is Chara? How tall is he?
Oh, he's humongous.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. What is he like? 6'7", 6'8"?
He looks like one of those Eastern European kind of bodyguards too, who like is like a little crazy, and you just don't know what he's capable of. You know what? Lock me in for Zdeno Chara.
I think that's a good pick. I think you'll get the hockey people, the puck people, the ice people behind you.
Because I also thought about maybe doing like a Dwight Howard or like, you know, even a Derrick Henry, but like,
bro, you know who would have been a good one? He's not a huge guy, but just scary. Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, Brian Dawkins. I was thinking Vinny Jones.
Sean Taylor. Now he's deceased, but Sean Taylor was another one that would have been really good. And that's why it's a dead
Lawrence
alive.
Taylor didn't
Lawrence
make the
Taylor
cut.
I had on my list too. Yeah.
Vinny Jones, an enforcer. He played in the EPL and that. Now he's an actor. He's that British actor. He plays like a British gangster all the time, like tough, like fucking like gang. Like he plays like an English gangster in all the movies, but he was like a fucking hooligan, like a true soccer hooligan.
That's like John Terry, dude. John
beat the
Terry
shit out of people. Just beat the shit out of people. That's what he did.
Dude, I thought Cutsy was getting. Cutsy's getting. Got messages the entire week from the CFL. The CFL
CFL's been all like, yeah, and you know what? I've got to put my hand up. I feel really bad, by the way, because I said that Winnipeg Blue Bombers won the Grey Cup last year, and so the Winnipeg Blue Bombers account actually messaged that they commented, "We unfortunately did not win last year, but we appreciate the support." So, hey, I got to show them love.
So, also, who won?
By the way, you know the big lanky, you know Warren Gardner, Bob. His brother, and I know his brother-in-law. Yeah, it's like, so his wife's sister's husband is the star running back for the Blue Bombers. He's like an outrageous fucking athlete. He was like the MVP of the league.
Bro,
so I
talk about a guy I'd have for a bodyguard. Warren would be one of them.
So I got to show love to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and then I got to give the flowers to the actual real Grey Cup winner last year. And if I get this wrong, I'll never show my face again. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
It was the Rough Riders. That's why I asked you if they won that. That's why I asked. I said, did they win the Grey Cup? I thought I recognized them.
And is up.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. By the way, the CFL would love to get us to a game. I don't think we could get Bob to even any game. So I don't think.
Well, that's no disrespect for this. By the way, I got to clarify. That is no disrespect for the CFL. Because I think there could be something. Like, what if we are like the faces of the CFL? Like, what if the CFL gets us into like a team or something like that? Now, I'm sure ownership is probably outside of the budget.
Imagine Bob being like in the black and yellow of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, dude, just doing his thing.
Dude, imagine we're up in the box at a CFL game watching our fucking team, dude. Yeah, like, that would be fucking awesome. You know, maybe there's something out there, like a minority stake in a team that we can get behind.
Well, that's asking for a lot, Bob. But I was more so saying maybe we could go to the Grey Cup together, and that could be.
Yeah, maybe I am shooting for the stars here. Maybe
he's going to buy a CFL. I can't get.
Hey, listen, but that's the type of thinking. That's the type of thinking that we need, though. We got to think big here.
You know, I mean,
we need
that. Like, Bob,
we need that.
You know who would come on board and help the boys own a team? JJ Watt. He already owns a soccer club.
Yeah.
Maybe you put
JJ
it by
Watt,
him.
JJ Watt's turned into Kevin O'Leary. He is fucking. He's buying. I saw him pumping these like solar things, and he does it well. He popped bagels. He cashed out. He's cashing in on everything, and good for him.
Not a more deserving guy, by the way. Salt of the earth. One, I will say this. If you celebrate a birthday, one of the first people to message you is J.J. Watt.
Just well, remember that tab I racked up on him a couple months ago?
Remember when we were in Arizona? We woke up, we had like $500 worth of breakfast waiting on the doorstep.
Yeah.
The guy got the entire breakfast menu from this place. We couldn't even finish. We couldn't even come close. When he was like, wanted to show you boys the menu of this spot I like for breakfast.
Yeah, when he set us up for me and Bean for dinner that night, we were there for the World Baseball Classic. He's like, you know, I can't make it. Like I set you guys up. You guys are good to go. And I knew he was going to take care of the check, which was really nice. But Bean Man is like a big J.J. Watt fan. And we're in the middle of the meal. Like we literally ordered everything he told us to order. We're having a ball. We're drinking. And Bean just puts down his drink. He goes, oh, my God, it's him. And you turn around and in comes this just fucking giant. And it's JJ, and he just came over. He literally parked his car just to come in and just to say hello. We took a picture outside, and he got mobbed. Like he couldn't get like then him getting back to his car. Him in Houston, Texas. Houston.
Oh, I mean that's like Elvis going back to Graceland. What are we talking about? That's
by the way, that jersey should be one of the front and centers of the friend of the program wall.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say for the Texans, I think they should put a fucking statue.
No, I'm talking about Bob HQ. That's got to be one of the centerpieces because he's just been so good to us, man.
He's front. There's going to be a couple guys that won't make the main friend of the program wall that will be tough. What? There's nothing I can do. The wall's only so big.
That's true.
Build another wall.
Mikey, I got you. Jim McMahon, can't have you over Christmas. Jim?
Jim? Jimbo? You got it from Jimmy Mac?
I see him at Sunday service every weekend, Bob.
By the way.
That's one of the most underrated funny moments in Brilliant.
By the way, a real, real guest potential there. Absolutely. No doubt
Jim
about
McMahon?
It. That's an easy phone call, Bob.
Yeah, but Mikey, with all due respect to Jim McMahon, I don't think our fan base is going to really want to hear
it. I mean, do these people know ball or do they not know ball, Bob? Like you, so let me ask you this. I'm going to bring on.
Jim McMahon's going to light up the podcast. You know what I mean?
So people, you want to listen to a football show, but if I bring on a Super Bowl winning quarterback, people don't want to. Arguably the greatest of. Of arguably the greatest team to ever play.
That's for your football.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were talking the Brilliant Dumb Show.
No. I'm talking about the old Winker Stink.
Yeah. That 100.
That would play. Give him the old Winky boy.
Is that a wink?
Or a stink.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you.
I got to do the list. I got to recap the list. I'm sorry. I got to reread the list. Sorry.
You do the recap.
Robert in the one hole. Miles Garrett. James Debo Harrison. J.J. Watt. Bald era Brian Urlacher.
Got to be bald.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I had the two pick. Ray Lewis. Ben Wallace. Bill Romanowski. Vince Wilfork. And Wilt Chamberlain, Joe, the three, Shaquille O'Neal, Aaron Donald, Ronnie Coleman, and Ndamukong Suh and Zdeno Chara.
Light,
let me get more. Hey, buddy. That's a good one.
Yep.
You're good, Mikey. I mean, Bobby's probably was a...
Everybody want to be a bodybuilder. Ain't nobody want to lift this heavy ass weight. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, baby. I mean,
Bobby was probably watching videos of Ronnie Coleman.
Oh, dude, I would watch videos of... I mean, that was my... posters. Ronnie Coleman and Dorian Yates were my two favorite bodybuilders of all time. Dorian Yates was probably my favorite over.
Didn't Coleman bust a bicep that he was lifting something so hard his bicep blew out?
Dude, these guys get insane injuries, bro. They're lifting like thousands of pounds. It's insane.
Also, not for nothing. I wouldn't want that build. Like I would want more of a long-term build. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I think aesthetically I thought Schwarzenegger was the greatest bodybuilder of all time, because he was enormous, but he wasn't like comical. Like these guys now are just like, they're comical. It looks insane. Like Schwarzenegger to me had the best aesthetic look of any bodybuilder ever.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for another edition of the Bro Leader Show. We'll see you next time.